Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Ellen O'Brien, and you are listening to Storage Radio. We cover the top headlines across the Storage Media Group, and we talk each week with Dave Raffo, our senior news editor based in Washington, D.C. Dave, thanks for being here.
Great to be here again.
Well, it's been a while since we've talked to you, and there's been some movement on the mergers and acquisitions scene. I'm going to start with Violin Memory. They picked up Gridiron Systems, and the reason this caught everyone's attention is one flash vendor was buying another. Can you tell me what Violin Systems was looking for, Dave?
Yeah, really, they're two different types of products. So Violin has started out, they have an all-flash array, which means it's a tier of storage that will replace your SAN or NAS, and it's, faster, more expensive, but faster and used for your high-performance data. What the Gridiron Systems did was they make a SAN acceleration appliance, which is something that really complements an existing SAN but makes it run faster. It actually is a caching device, so it sits between your server and your storage system, and it makes it faster, but it doesn't replace a SAN, which a Violin system does. So Violin is kind of trying to get on the flash side. If somebody wants to buy a system to make flash their primary storage tier, they have their Violin memory arrays that they've been selling. And if somebody wants to speed up the performance of their existing SAN, they have the Gridiron Turbocharger product.
So does this mean we should be looking out for a lot of movement or more mergers in the SAN acceleration space?
I think most of there's not a lot of companies doing that. I think what we're going to see more on the merger side will be on the flash array products.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on that, Dave. And we're going to talk about Western Digital and Archaea. It's a different area of technology backup, but we're wondering why a hard drive company, that's Western Digital, picked up Archaea, a company we know for basically three backup products. It's network backup software, it's appliances. What was the strategy over at Western Digital?
So Western Digital, they sell enterprise hard drives, which is the bulk of their business, but they also have an SMB product line, which is branded almost like personal NAS or SMB NAS boxes, these small hard drives. I mean, you could use it to, back up data from your laptop or something, but they sell these little drives that can serve as a self-contained storage system, and they want backup to go with their SMB products. Eventually they will probably sell the Archaea software on one of these boxes as a as an integrated software backup, integrated backup appliance, which we're starting to see pick up a lot in the market. So, this is something that will round out their SMB product line, and eventually they will have the appliances. But they see this as primarily an SMB product, which Archaea sold more on the mid-range, a little bit over SMB market.
Okay, so it's the backup appliances you said you're seeing a lot of traction in, right?
Yeah, that's something that Symantec has been doing, and selling a lot of their net backup software on, selling on appliances, so you don't have to buy a separate disk target. You don't need a separate media server. You just have this one device that handles everything.
And I know that Western Digital was talking about Archaea's dedupe capabilities. They acquired some dedupe technology, Archaea did at some point.
Yeah, they bought a small company called Kadena Software that did a what they call progressive dedupe. But, almost any backup products now need dedupe. And, another area that Western Digital may go with this is to eventually cloud backup. And dedupe is important there because you have to shrink the data before you send it off to the cloud, or else it will take forever to get there.
Okay, well, thanks for tracking all the M&A activity. Before I let you go, I want to talk to you about a nice interview you landed with HP's storage VP, David Scott. It was a really good Q&A on searchstorage.com. talking about Hewlett-Packard's and its roadmap for 2013. Dave, one thing that caught my eye is it looks like HP will be among those not buying a flash startup next year. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, HP, they're determined to make their three-par primary storage system, which is their flagship SAN system. They will use that for flash as well as hard drive software, hard drive SANs. They will, they say that their the way they read data and the controller on the three-par enables them to work just as well with flash as with hard drives. Now, most storage controllers are designed to work with hard drives, and they don't get the full benefit when they're used with flash. So he says the because three-par uses very small page sizes, which is one of the keys to their thin provisioning technology, that also allows them to be optimized for solid state. So we'll see how that works with them. They already are selling some three-par systems that are fully flash, but like many of the flash products on the market now, the big thing there is just the price.
That's a good point. Another thing he said I found interesting was he described their overall storage strategy as polymorphic simplicity. What's your take on that, Dave?
Well, it's not a term you hear all the time on storage, but basically, their point is they have fewer storage platforms. You know, they say one converged, but they really have more than one. But the main thing is there is the three-par goes from the low end of the mid-range all the way up into touching the enterprise. So their point is, three-par competes with, EMC, say their main competition has, a VNX, a VMAX, an ISO on that. They have Atmos. They have all of these different platforms, and now they have a new flash platform coming out. So they see, they have 3PAR is their main SAN, and then now they have a new object storage platform. But, they say it's a lot easier to buy storage from them because you don't have to worry about which family you want to buy.
Okay. I want to drill into one more question. On searchstorage.com, we currently have a series running talking to people about Windows Storage Server 2012. How tightly is 3PAR integrated there? Did you get to that point with him?
Yeah, 3PAR uses, that's their unified storage, multi-protocol storage. They use the Windows storage server in the back end. But, you can do some management through the 3PAR interface, but right now you still need a separate device, a separate controller to run the file storage. So, it sounds like they intend to eventually integrate. These things tend to be a little harder than people think in the beginning, so we'll wait and see what happens. But, that's definitely their strategy for adding file storage to 3PAR to use the Windows storage.
Okay. Dave, thanks so much for keeping track of all the latest news for us. You and your team do a great job, and we look forward to talking with you in a couple of weeks.
Okay, sounds good. I'll talk to you then.
I'm Alan O'Brien. You've been listening to Storage Radio, and you can read more about any of these stories on searchstorage.com. Thanks so much.